This is Dr. Bill Meehan, president of Jacksonville State University. My guest this week is Dr. Lori Owens of the Department of Political Science. She's being interviewed by News Bureau Director Al Harris. Let's listen in.
Dr. Owens, how have the Bork hearings impacted the nomination confirmation process?
Well, the Bork hearings have influenced the process in several ways. To a certain degree, it has caused presidents to be more cautious about selecting individuals who have left a paper trail. Since Bork was a legal scholar and had written and published extensively throughout his career, his enemies had ample material to take out of context at the hearings. Even scholars who have no use for Bork's judicial philosophy of original understanding argue that Bork's views were very misrepresented by members of the committee and by several of the media outlets. If you compare Bork's actual testimony to what was written about him during the hearings, you would be amazed at the difference in the two. Both President George H. Bush and President Bill Clinton selected Supreme Court nominees who did not have extensive records that would cause trouble at the confirmation hearings. For example, Bush nominated the very obscure David Souter, who had no real record to explore. Everyone remembers the controversy related to Bush's second appointment, that of Clarence Thomas, but Thomas also had a limited record. But liberal interest groups suspected that Thomas would be a conservative voice on the court. When Thomas refused to answer how he would rule in the abortion case, that signaled to liberal groups that he might overturn Roe v. Wade. So the allegations of sexual harassment by Anita Hill were brought to light to try and discredit Thomas and force him to withdraw his name. Clinton had two opportunities early in his first term to shape the Supreme Court. Clinton chose individuals who he knew could make it through the Senate confirmation hearings.
Thank you. From JSU, this is Dr. Bill Meehan wishing you a good day.